KBBI's Evening News is supported by Homer Real Estate, bringing buyers and sellers together for over 40 years from Nanilchik, Happy Valley, Anchor Point, Homer, and across Catchback Bay. All current area listings are online at homerrealestate.com or by calling 907-235-5294.
Today is Friday, January 16th, 2026. I'm Simon Lopez with KBBI's Evening News. And first up, the Alaska Air National Guard rescued a person undergoing a cardiac emergency in Soldovia early Monday morning. Alaska State Troopers requested assistance, but civilian air ambulances were unable to reach the community. National Guard Public Affairs Specialist Alex Pena says winter weather, potential icing, and darkness grounded civilian crews. He says Soldovia's unlit airstrip also limited their ability to operate. The Alaska Rescue Coordination Center opened a medical evacuation mission, and the 176th Wing launched a Pave Hawk helicopter from Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson. Pena says Guard aviators trained to fly in austere conditions. The crew used night vision goggles to land in Soldovia just after midnight. Guardian Angel rescue specialists loaded the patient and provided care during the roughly 130-mile flight to Anchorage. Hospital staff transferred the patient to Providence, Alaska Medical Center in Anchorage. And in other news, the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District is bracing for another tough budget season. Early estimates put the district about $8.5 million in the red if it maintained the same staffing and programs next school year. As KDLL's Ashlyn O'Hara reports, the clock is ticking for the board to make up the forecasted deficit.
The clock is ticking for the board to make up the forecast deficit. State law requires the district to submit a balanced budget to the Borough Assembly by May. With that deadline looming, board members are revisiting familiar but unpopular ideas for saving money, consolidating schools, and closing pools. School board members convened in Soldotna this week for meetings. Board President Jason Tauriainen primed talks during a day full of work sessions on Tuesday.
We have a little bit of a deficit that we're going to be working with, so this is the beginning of this discussion.
This year, the district is proposing to close Seward's Only Middle School and Paul Banks Elementary School in Homer. It's not a sure thing, but after reviewing the district's 42 school sites, Superintendent Clayton Holland says those two met the criteria.
Consolidation is not about short-term savings alone. It's about making careful, student-focused decisions that protect educational opportunities while minimizing disruption to students, families, and communities.
Holland says the district prioritizes scenarios that prevent a need for new bus routes, create more student opportunities, and keep at least one school in a community. District data show it could save about $450,000 the first year after closing Seward Middle, and more than $600,000 the first year after closing Paul Banks Elementary. One part of the state law that governs education funding rewards multiple smaller schools over a few consolidated ones, while another part of the law smooths out funding levels after abrupt changes. The net effect is that savings from school consolidation drops over time, to about a fifth in the case of Paul Banks. In Seward, closing the middle school would actually cost the district money in the long run. Micah Van Buskirk was elected to the school board a few months ago and represents the district that includes Seward. She says the district cannot afford to skirt tough decisions this year.
We're just gonna have to do it. All the other school districts are doing it, are having to do it because of the climate for education and budgets. As much as I hate to say that, because one of my schools is on the chopping block, but it's real.
School pools, too. They're funded through June. But beyond that, it's uncertain. Here's Holland again.
I think we need to take that step to move away from operations of pools.
Even though most of the Kenai Peninsula's pools are hosted in school buildings, students aren't the only ones swimming. Non-school groups use school pools for swim clubs, physical therapy, diving certification, and even safety training. Users have fiercely opposed past closure attempts, but Holland says the district can't afford to keep footing the bill. 2025 was a chaotic year for school funding statewide. After months of debate and two veto overrides, state lawmakers bumped up base per student funding by $700. That brought about $11.5 million more dollars to Peninsula schools and allowed board members to undo some budget cuts. But this year, the extra funding isn't going as far as the district had hoped. That's because the taxable value of property in the Kenai Peninsula borough went up, which could shift some of the education funding burden from the state to the borough. This year, the borough's on the hook for around $3 million more dollars than what would have previously come from the state. State law describes the minimum and maximum amount of money the borough can give the school district. Holland says the district is going to ask the borough for maximum funding, even though he's not sure it will actually get that. It's almost $10 million more than what the district expects the borough mayor to propose. The mayor ties his budget proposal to inflation. And state lawmakers are already warning against high expectations for the legislative session that starts next week. Here's Soldotna Republican Representative Justin Ruffridge during a school board work session.
I think it's pretty unlikely that there will be any additional talks about funding.
The district is holding a series of community meetings to gather public input on the budget. The Central Peninsula meeting will be held February 17th from 6 to 7 p.m. at Kenai Central High School. Reporting in Soldotna, I'm Ashlyn O'Hara.
And that's it for tonight's news. You are listening to KBBI AM 890 Homer, 88.1 FM in Seward through translator K201AO and KBBI.org online. News tips and story ideas can be sent to news@kbbi.org. Tonight in Homer, partly cloudy skies with a low around 24 degrees, east wind 5 to 10 miles per hour becoming light and northeast. Saturday, snow likely after 9 a.m., mixing with rain after 3 p.m., and a high near 35 degrees with northeast wind at around 10 miles per hour becoming west in the afternoon. Saturday night, a chance of freezing rain before 3 a.m., then a chance of rain, mostly cloudy, with a low around 30, northeast wind to around 5 miles per hour. For Seward tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 24 degrees, northwest wind 10 to 15 miles per hour becoming light and north after midnight. Saturday, snow likely mainly afternoon, cloudy with a high near 36 degrees, northeast wind 5 to 10 miles per hour becoming south in the afternoon. For Saturday night, a chance of snow before 9 p.m., then a chance of rain and snow after midnight. Mostly cloudy skies with a low around 33 degrees. Southeast wind 5 to 10 miles per hour, coming east after midnight. Tonight in Soldovia, mostly clear skies in the evening, becoming mostly cloudy. Lows in the mid-20s with variable wind 2 to 10 miles per hour. For Anchor Point tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 24 degrees, east wind 5 to 10 miles per hour becoming north 15 to 20 miles per hour after midnight. And up in Anchorage tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 17 degrees, southeast wind 5 to 10 miles per hour becoming light and variable. For listening, and good evening.